This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us for the first time in 2023. We're taking a look at McDonald Lady Max basketball under the direction of head coach Don Cooper. It's a great Catholic school rivalry tonight as your McDonald Central Lady Max tied for first right now in the Western Clover Belt Conference at 5-0 in conference and 7-3 overall. We'll take on the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. Regis 1-4 in the WCC so far this year, 4-6 on the year. Last time out, we saw the Lady Max. They drubbed luck at the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic after a tough loss the night before to Hillsboro, 54-50. McDonald with a 79-13 blowout win over the Cardinals, and Aubrey Dorn led the way for the second straight game. She had 17 points, also 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 4 blocks. Emily Cooper with 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals in that game. How about the sophomore, Sophie Schmidgall with 14 points on 7 of 9 shooting, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks for good measure. And then the stat sheet stuffer, Marley Hughes, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists. She was one board away from a triple-double and certainly would have gotten it if not for the fact that it was a runaway game with a running clock. So 11, 9, and 11 for Marley Hughes, and she added 4 steals. And then Katie Ruff, a great game with 3 points and 10 rebounds. In that game, McDonald held luck to 14% shooting. Meanwhile, they shot 57%. They were 6 of 12 from the free throw line and 7 of 20 from 3-point range, 35% there. Only gave up the ball 6 times while forcing 27 turnovers, including 19 steals, 8 block shots, 25 assists on 33 field goals, and a 42-17 rebounding advantage. It was a dominant game for the Lady Max, and they'll look to continue that dominance in their first game of the new year. It's not going to be easy against a Regis team that is young but definitely has some length and competitiveness and well-coached by Teddy Joas. And speaking of Coach Joas, we'll hear from him next here on the Lady Max pregame show on WOGO Sports. We are back in 2 minutes on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it. Eddie left side, falling away for another three. 52 points, Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes, Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball for the first time in 2023 here on WOGO Sports, your hometown for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Here with Eau Claire Regis head coach Teddy Joas as the Ramblers will take on your Lady Max in Chippewa Falls. And coach, the record obviously is not gaudy at this point, but you've played tough, including a very close loss to a good Fall Creek team in your first game here in this new year. What are you doing well right now, and where do you say, hey, girls, this is where we need to step up?
There's probably people watching us have noticed the efforts there. The girls play hard. They follow a game plan. They buy in. They're playing together really well lately. Where we struggle at times is putting the ball in the hole. And that's something we continue to work on and continue designing things to get better looks. But that's where the struggle is, and that's where we're trying to continue to improve each day.
Coach, just looking at the stat sheet, it seems like your team rebounds the basketball well. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, it's one thing we preach. We obviously, teams see us, scout us, shooting percentages and all these overly high end games, but we really stress rebounding. We've only lost the rebounding edge one game this year. So that is something we preach, trying to get second, third chances as much as we can, and trying to limit the other team to one basket or one shot, I guess, is important.
Your first time seeing McDonald this year, and obviously they have players who can score, but it really seems like under Coach Cooper, and especially in the last few years, they pride themselves on defense. They take the ball away.
Yeah, yep. Coach Cooper always has them ready. He's designed some new things this year, some new defenses, some new full court presses, the half court trap he's been in. I've seen him in a zone for a handful of times this year, which historically, you know, they haven't always done. So we're prepared for him. We have an idea what they're going to do, and it's going to be up to the girls to just play hard and try to execute the best they can.
And finally, Coach, when you're telling your team going into this game again, getting back into the conference slate here for the second time after the first of the year, what do you say? This is one big thing we've got to do if we want to be in a position to win this game at the end.
Yeah, McDonald's really good. This is going to be a very, very challenging task ahead of us. We've stressed we just have to limit turnovers. We know they're going to come full court press, and they're going to half court trap us. I believe we're ready for it, but ultimately, if we can limit turnovers, that's going to give us a shot here tonight.
Well, Coach, there's nothing quite like McDonald and Regis basketball. It's always a great time. Thank you so much for your time. Good to see you again.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Head Coach Teddy Joas of the Ramblers back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max after this on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports inside Chippewa Falls McDonald Central High School. A great Catholic school rivalry tonight. The Eau Claire Regis Ramblers against your McDonald Central Lady Max here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, last time out we saw maybe a little catharsis for your team, a tough loss that you said was good for you against a very, very good Hillsborough team. But then coming out the very next day, you got a chance to wash that away, and 79-13. The 79 points is incredible, but the 13 is just almost bewilderingly good.
Well, again, we just preached the defense, and it was just so good to have a game right away. So just wash that loss off, and the girls played really good.
That was a game, coach, where, and even looking at your stats all throughout the season, the number of assists versus the number of made field goals are almost in line, and that seems like exactly what you want.
Exactly. We share the ball, and we make sure that we push transition a lot, and it's been really good for us this year.
This is a Regis team, coach, that is toward the bottom of the conference right now. They have some youth, but something that jumps out, they've got some height, and they rebound the basketball well.
Well, again, they just played Fall Creek. They played them tough. They're well coached by Teddy Joas. So again, we're looking for a battle because they're going to come ready to play. And this is a team that, like I said, they only lost to Fall Creek by three, and they're a good team besides their record.
And finally, coach, how important is it for your ball pressure to be on point just right out of the gates against this Regis team?
Well, that's what we preach. We preach turnovers, we preach ball pressure, and we preach transition. So if we get those three going for us, we're hard to beat.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, Caleb. Thanks for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper here on your home for McDonald Lady Max Basketball at WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming, audio at WOGO.com, audio and video via Max TV. Game time is next on WOGO.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. It's the Max and the Ramblers of Regis. Logan Hughes kind enough to jump in as Mark Maloney's reffing over at Holy Ghost and probably will be joining us a little bit closer to halftime. And Logan, we were just talking off the air about that drubbing of luck, and your younger sister almost put up a triple-double in that game. And I think that's one of the underrated aspects of this McDonald team is not just who scores the most points, but Marley had 11 assists in that game, and you have multiple players with several steals as well. This is a team that does a lot of little things well.
Yeah, they really do. Sharing the ball. I mean, Marley and Emily are, what, top of the conference, 1 and 2 for assists right now, or at least close to that.
Yeah.
And when you got two girls like that on the same team that can just share the ball, get everybody else open shots, it's really tough to guard teams like that. And I know I talked about this last game against Luck, but their defensive pressure really just transitions into their offense just so well. It's getting so many steals and open buckets in transition. Sophie and Izzy getting out in the front court for Marley and Emily to find them up the court. It's a great combo.
And I think that brings us to the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Against a Regis team that has some size, rebounds the ball well, it really seems like you want to make them uncomfortable, right? And you can do that with defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Just try and get them out of their flow and try to control the tempo.
That's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Eau Claire Regis coming off a tight loss on Tuesday to Fall Creek, 40-37 in that game. Their 6'1" junior forward, Ashley Chilson, with 13 points, 13 rebounds. And Kara Olson, the 5'7" sophomore, with 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. This is a tough Regis team, and it's always a great rivalry game when McDonald and Regis collide. That's coming up next on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It's game time here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you. Stephen Deb Race Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The Eau Claire Regis Ramblers will be introduced first. They come into this game with a 4-6 record, 1-4 so far, 7th in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. McDonald at 7-3 overall. They are 5-0 in the WCC. McDonald 3-1 at home so far, 4-0 on the road, 0-2 in neutral action. And Regis will be starting number one, 5'8" junior Emma Klink. She averages 3.5 points per game. Then Mason Cullinan, she's a 6-foot senior, the lone senior in the starting lineup, number 4, a forward, 4.6 points per game. Carly Bors is a 5'8" sophomore, 7.2 points and nearly 7 rebounds per game. Also number 23, Kara Olson, a 5'7" sophomore guard forward combo, number 23, 9.5 points, 4.6 rebounds, 2.1 assists, second on the team. And finally, rounding out the starting five for head coach Teddy Joas, 6'1" junior Ashley Chilson, number 33, a forward. She is something else, 16.4 points, 10 rebounds per game, averaging a double-double and almost 2 assists per game as well for the junior. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Lady Max, And head coach Don Cooper in his ninth year at the helm, a record of 135-71. That's a 65% winning percentage. They'll start number zero, sophomore forward, Sophie Schmidgolf. Of course, she had 14 points in her last time out. She's a 5'10" forward, averages 8.2 points per game. Marley Hughes, 5'9", senior guard forward combo number one, leads the team assists at 6.3 points per game, 12.7 points. Callie Goulet, 5'7", junior forward number 11, 3.8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Emily Cooper, number 22, 5'7", junior point guard, averages 12.4 points per game, second on the team and 4.9 assists per game. Aubrey Dorn, the 6-foot junior center number 23, tied with Marley Hughes, about 12.7 points per game and leads the team at 9.3 rebounds per game. And I'll correct myself, Sophie isn't starting tonight. Izzy Hartman is, and Izzy, the 5'6" junior guard number 31, 2.2 steals per game to go along with 3.1 points and 2.6 rebounds. That's the starting five. You're a McDonald Central Lady Max, Eau Claire Regis, and the Kelly Green tops and bottoms with the jet black numerals and the yellow, kind of goldenrod yellow piping. McDonald resplendent in their home white tops and bottoms, royal blue solid numerals and lettering. And it will be Aubrey Dorn at 6 foot against Ashley Chilson, 6'1". The Bulldog logo at midcourt as we'll tip this one off and get it underway. Good to have you with us on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chilson wins the tap for a moment, but Marley Hughes immediately takes it away. They'll kick out to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper across the floor to Marley Hughes, spins it down to Izzy Hartman in the left corner. Back to Marley outside the arc. She's picked up by Chilson up top. Marley puts on the floor with the left hand to Izzy Hartman across the foul line. Drops back for Emily Cooper. Cooper outside the arc, goes between her legs, couple bounces. Left side for Marley Hughes. She'll spot up for a three. Marley, a little bit too strong on that one. Battle for the rebound. Chased down in the corner by Aubrey Dorn. She couldn't quite save it. Stepped on the end line. Inbounding will be Emma Klink, and McDonald will come out with some immediate full court pressure. We'll drop into Ashley Chilson with the Regis Ramblers. And Chilson is going to bring it up the floor. She stumbles, gets back to a knee, and drops it off to Mason Cullinan. Cullinan is short on a 16-foot jumper. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound. Push ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes across the timeline. Drops for Izzy Hartman, right wing. Up top, Callie Goulet. To Marley Hughes for her second three-point attempt of the night. That one rattles in and out. Looked good. Just wouldn't go down. And that's something we don't always see, Logan, is Marley looking for her shot early. And you like to see it. She's shooting a blistering 44% from three-point range.
Yeah, she doesn't really like looking for it, though. That's more of a Emily-type thing. But it looks like Regis is going to be denying Emily the ball. So I think Marley recognizes that and is trying to step up and take some of those earlier shots.
If those first two attempts are any indication, one's going to go through very soon. That second one halfway down before rattling out. Inbounds to Chilson. They'll just drop it up to her. Callie Goulet going to double with Dorn. Flip over in front of the bench to Carly Borst. Borst holding there above her head against Marley Hughes. Kick out to Emma Klink. Klink for three, and that one clanks off the rim and over the back, and that call may go against Chilson.
I believe it is.
And that would be her first. Again, she's the star of this team. The 6'1 junior, they get a lot of production from a lot of different players, but when you have someone averaging 16 and 10.
Yeah, she is a very, very talented player.
Marley Hughes across the timeline, far side of the floor. And she'll work against Chilson. Emily Cooper straight on, and Cooper launches a three, but unfortunately this one is going to be waved off as McDonald called for a foul away from the ball. And I think they got Izzy Hartman with that one.
We have a moving screen there.
Or maybe it was on Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, I missed the call for the number there.
So that's the second on McDonald. One whistle against Regis so far. Regis now moving in transition off the inbound. Marley Hughes swats the shot away. Hughes now looking to push, keeping the head up. Fires a pass ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Down the lane for two. McDonald up 2-0. Took about a minute 43 for our first bucket here in the first half. Izzy Hartman, Haslin, Kara Olson. Across the timeline from the McDonald bench, runs into the corner. Up top to Ashley Chilson. Callie Goulet on her. Chilson, couple left-handed dribbles. Works the bounce and knocked away into the McDonald bench by the quick hands of Izzy Hartman. A quick note on Callie Goulet, just offensively, you think of her as a defensive stopper, Logan. She's taken 20 shots this year, made 17 of them. That's 85% from the field.
Yeah, that's a very, very high percentage. I'm not sure where most of those baskets come from, but I can imagine there.
She runs the floor and she finishes.
Yeah, exactly. Just those open transition layups.
Just, again, she knows her role on this team, and she is very accomplished at it. As a pass gets away from Chilson, she saves it along the baseline, but right to Emily Cooper. Cooper with a nifty crossover in transition, weaving between green jerseys. Again, up top between the circles, pulls it out to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn looking at the left elbow, goes up top between the circles. Marley Hughes, 2.5 minutes gone by, 2-0 McDonald against Regis. Izzy Hartman on the right wing. Izzy working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Izzy goes right to the rack, and a beautiful take for two as she cut across the lane from left to right. Izzy Hartman makes it 4-0 McDonald on full court man-to-man pressure. Emily Cooper clapping her hands in the backcourt. Hartman is going to get called for a quick reach in here against Kara Olson. And a quick note as well, too, while we have a stop here. Annabelle Schroeder is not playing tonight for Regis, the 5'8 junior. She's not here. She's gone out east. Coach Teddy Joe has told her that, told us, rather, that Annabelle has a grandparent who is not doing the greatest physically. And so, again, it's a hard decision for a very talented player. Wanted to be here with her team, but made the right choice and chose family. And so if Annabelle's tuning in tonight, we certainly wish you well. We know you're going to have a great season, and we wish your grandparent well, as safe travels for all of you. So to the Schroeder family, certainly all of you in our thoughts and prayers, and wishing you safe travels back as well. Annabelle Schroeder, again, just a very talented junior player for Coach Teddy Joas. As we're back to the action here with 14:53 remaining, and McDonald on the defensive side as Emma Klink, the junior, will inbound, drops it into Erie Cardona Ferris. She's 5'2", a sophomore, comes into this game hoping to add a little spark as McDonald will sub shortly as well. Pass left side for Emma Klink. Klink with Hartman right in her face. Working off a screen from Chilson. Klink pulls up from 17 feet. Back rimmed it. No. Aubrey Dorn pulls down the rebound. Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the Bulldog at midcourt. Crossover. Goes hard at the rim and a beautiful touch. High off the window. Emily Cooper. Steph Curry type of shot. Went way off glass.
Yeah, she got in front of her girl and nobody else came to stop the ball.
Chilson goes to Cardona Ferrer, left of the circle. Works it opposite side. Marley Hughes given a little space up top. Izzy Hartman pokes away a pass, retrieved in the backcourt by Emma Klink. Klink back across the timeline. Tough screen on the far side by Mason Cullinan. Up top, Cardona Ferrer holds. Goes back to Chilson, right of the circle against Callie Goulet. Head fake. Chilson driving in hard between two defenders. Shot waved off. Foul coming up against McDonald. That will be their fourth. That one looks like it is going against Izzy Hartman. Subs coming in. Sophie Schmidgall will come in for Izzy Hartman. Sophie, the 5'10 sophomore forward, 8.2 points, 3.8 rebounds. On the floor now for McDonald. 6-0 the Lady Max, 13:46 and counting. Drop into Chilson, the post just inside the left block. Good position. Callie Goulet walled up. Chilson got her own miss. Missed again. Offensive rebound. Cullinan down low, and she lost it along the end line. Scramble there, and McDonald comes out with the basketball. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Marley Hughes drops into the corner. Back out to Aubrey Dorn just inside the arc right wing. Opposite side, Marley Hughes with Chilson closing out. Up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper, top of the key, leaves for Marley Hughes on the left wing. Marley looking for a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Now she'll go the other way. Marley, pull up, foul line jumper. That one off the mark. Long rebound tracked down by Callie Goulet. She'll hand off back to Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper's been guarded very closely by Emma Klink. Cooper crosses over, works off the screen from Aubrey Dorn, pulls up, left of the circle, 4-3, bottoms it.
She got the open shot she was looking for in this game. That 3 foot of space was enough for her.
And it's 9-0 McDonald. They'll come out in some three-quarter court pressure, running Ashley Chilson to a trap, and Chilson steps on the sideline right near midcourt. It's something that Coach Joas, I don't know if I'd say worried about, but something that he thought McDonald would try to do is put on pressure and trap, and that time McDonald forces the turnover. 30-second timeout by Regis. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonnell difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Well, we are inside McDonnell High School, 9-0. The Lady Macs lead the Regis Ramblers. 12:43 and counting in the first half. McDonald with the basketball. Emily Cooper just inside the arc, left corner. Up top, Marley Hughes. Cooper leads McDonald with 5 points so far. Gets the ball back. Right of the circle, holding overhead. Drops off to Aubrey Dorn. It just looks to me like Aubrey is thinking about a three from time to time here.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. It looks like she gets her eyes up at the rim and she gets into that triple threat, and I really think she's going to pull it one of these times.
Dorn now right of the circle. Sophie Schmidgall leaves for Callie Goulet. Goulet puts on the floor with the right hand. Back to Marley Hughes, left-handed bounce. Out to Emily Cooper. Steps back for three right in front of the Regis bench. Back rim, no. Callie Goulet, offensive rebound. Sophie Schmidgall, big ball fake. Drives hard at the rim. Comes up short. Aubrey Dorn couldn't grab it before it was touched by a Regis player, but then knocked out of bounds to McDonald. As Maddie Geisler will come in for Callie Goulet. Maddie, the junior, 5'5", junior guard. Wears number five, has hit 10 three-pointers this year. McDonald, so far, blanking the Ramblers, 9-0. Exactly 6 minutes gone by in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes. Beautiful inbounds action, and Aubrey Dorn. An easy, easy layup. That's probably the simplest bucket she'll get all night.
Oh, yeah. Wide open backside block. Doesn't get any simpler than that.
Mason Cullinan, the six-footer across the timeline. Again, she's the lone senior with significant playing time for this Regis team. Emma Klink goes opposite side. Kara Olson back to Klink. The rotate down to the corner just inside the arc. Long cross-court skip. Three on the way. Right at the circle. That one bounces off the front of the rim. No offensive rebound. Good putback up and in for Carly Boris. And that's the first points for Regis. McDonald leads 11-2. Emily Cooper off a screen for Aubrey Dorn up top. Cooper right back to Dorn. Right elbow. Sophie Schmidgall up top. Leaves for Emily Cooper. Deep three. Left wing. That one again right in front of the Regis bench. A little bit too strong. Maddie Geisler diving hard toward the exit here, trying to save that in the far corner. Great effort, couldn't quite get to it. And Regis will inbound from the far corner of the floor. Emily Cooper's going to get a breather here, is coming in for the first time tonight. 5'6 junior guard Kylie Jensen, number 34 for the Max. Regis getting across the timeline with a quick pass far side. They go to Cullinan, finds Chilson along the baseline. Chilson pulls up from 6 feet. No. Battle for the rebound. Aubrey Dorn wins that war. Long lead feed ahead and taken away by Chilson. Good look to Schmidgall, but not quite enough on it for Marley Hughes. Now Chilson flying down the floor. Runner in the lane is good. That's the first points for Ashley Chilson. They cannot hold her scoreless for long. 11-4 McDonald. And for a 6'1" player, Logan, she really handles the basketball well. They ask her to do a lot.
Yeah, she really steps up when it comes to that. She's a great all-around player, good defensive and offensive.
Marley Hughes goes in hard. Beautiful bounce. Aubrey Dorn up and in, hooping hard. Six for Aubrey, looking for more as it's 13-4 McDonald. The clock's continuing to run, and I think somebody needs to stop that. McDonald has put a couple opponents on running clock recently, but
a little too early for that right now.
Pretty sure that clock should be stopped.
Oh, there they go.
There we go. Aubrey Dorn at the line. Her first free throw attempt tonight. And it's perfect. I wasn't going to mention until afterward that she's been shooting 52% from the line. I learned my lesson last time.
Yeah, I think once you said that, they missed like five free throws in a row, man.
That one looked good as Sophie Schmidgall blocks a pass. And McDonald, after the turnover, up top, Aubrey Dorn going hard at the rim. Aubrey runs one up with the right hand, too strong. Ashley Chilson clears the rebound. 10-point lead for McDonald, 14-4. 32 seconds away from the halfway point of the first half. Chilson misses a hard runner inside. Rebound Up and in for Mason Cullinan, though. 6'1" to 6'. 8-point lead for McDonald, 14-6. Some light backcourt pressure as they are really trying to deny the ball to Emily Cooper here tonight. Kylie Jensen up top. Aubrey Doran calling for the ball in the post. Schmidgall right at the circle. Couple bounces for the sophomore. Use for Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Kylie Jensen. Gets a slip screen from Cooper. Jensen bounce down to Schmidgall. Kick out. Maddie Geisler left wing. Geisler puts on the floor with the right hand. Throws a little bit of a wild pass, but Cooper retrieves in front of the students. Cooper working off the screen from Doran. Beautiful look to Doran. Doran running down the lane with the right hand. Hung it up short. Tie up underneath. Possession will go the way of Regis. As Chilson and Doran got tied up, McDonald will now substitute Callie Goulet and Marley Hughes, Izzy Hartman, and also for the first time tonight, number 15, Katie Ruff, 5'10" junior center. Katie, 4.3 rebounds per game. She had 10 boards in that contest against Luck last week.
Almost got away with having six on the court there.
Sometimes it feels like McDonald has six on the floor the way they play defense. Inbounds to Chilson, matched up against Goulet. 70 feet from the bucket. Chilson crosses over across the logo, goes between her legs again near midcourt. Goulet giving her about 5 feet of separation. Work down to the left side. Izzy Reichert, 5'10" freshman into the game for Coach Teddy Joas. Again, with Schroeder not able to be here tonight, the pass down to Chilson. Chilson inside and goes left to right underneath the hoop. Beautiful reverse from Ashley Chilson. But Coach Joas said with Schroeder not in there, he's going to be playing some JV players, and their depth not quite what they'd like it to be tonight. Emily Cooper steps into a three right side, front rim, no, and Cooper knocked out of bounds on the box out.
Yeah, a little bit too much on that box out there. I think she's going to get three throws now.
So Emily Cooper will go to the line for three free throws.
Oh.
Or are they saying it was on the ground afterward?
Yeah, I think they're calling it on the ground.
I think that's the correct call.
Yeah, I don't know about those because...
It's a tough call as a defender if you allow them to come back down and box out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that cutoff is for it to be a shooting foul or just on the floor.
It's the first against Klink, third against Regis. Emily Cooper on the left wing, pulls up the left elbow. Someone got a piece of that shot. Knocked along the baseline and pulled in by Kara Olson. Olson against Izzy Hartman. Flips to Chilson. One-handed grab near midcourt. Chilson in front of the scorer's table against Callie Goulet. Up top between the circles, Izzy Reichert goes on the right side. Pulls back up top to Klink against Emily Cooper. Leaves on the left side for Kara Olson. Olson above her head, now puts on the floor with the left hand. Runner in the lane, nice touch, but just rimmed out. Marley Hughes looking ahead. She wanted that 40 to 50 foot pass. Instead pulls it back to Hartman. Hartman has her shot swatted out of bounds by Kara Olson, the sophomore. It'll be McDonald basketball underneath the hoop. Regis has quietly trimmed this deficit to just 6 points.
Yeah, McDonald's gone cold from shooting and just a great defensive performance so far, making sure Emily has a very, very tough time getting the ball in her hands.
Aubrey Doran back into the game. Inbounds to Doran immediately. She works against Reichert. Pulls up from 6 feet. Perfect. And Aubrey Doran is cooking so far. She has 9 of McDonald's 16. 16-8. Lady Max have a gun double up against the Ramblers. As we traverse under 7 to play, they'll feed it down inside to Ashley Chilson. And someone reached in. A whistle and a foul. That's the 5th against McDonald. So just one left to give.
Going against Marley there.
Marley Hughes picks up the foul. That's just her first. But again, as I mentioned, the team's 5th. So Ashley Chilson will go to the line for the first time tonight. Chilson's first free throw is good. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com, ghr-ec.com. Second free throw for Chilson, perfect as well. She is 6 of the 10 for the Ramblers. And again, it's just a 6-point, 2-possession lead for the Lady Macs. Marley Hughes against Chilson, right wing. Outside the arc, up top, Emily Cooper right back to Marley on the right side. Long cross-court skip to Emily. Emily steps back, deep three. That one off the mark. Inbounds and taken right back by Emily Cooper. Beautiful head fake. Runner high off the window. No offensive rebound. Marley Hughes fighting Chilson for it. In the corner, knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. The officials are conferring here, and it'll stay with McDonald. That might be a little bit of a gift here.
Yeah, I
a
think
late
that
Christmas
one is.
Present for McDonald.
Yeah, we had a very good view of that. I think that should be going the other way.
Aubrey Dorn will inbound. Dorn long cross-court skip, Izzy Hartman. 6.5 to go in the first half, 16-10 McDonald. Marley Hughes, good head fake, driving into the lane, goes into the body of Chilson. Chilson blocks the shot, out of bounds, should stay here with McDonald, and it will. With 6:24 left. And Marley inbounding, as they'll stack three at the left elbow. Emily Cooper on the opposite side. Marley holding, goes back to Aubrey Dorn again. She's thinking about that three. Goes to Marley. Marley lost the three, left corner, rims in and out. Third attempt for Marley Hughes, and they've all been so close to going in. Now across the timeline, right side, Kara Olsen. And Olsen has her pass taken away. Marley Hughes now with a two-on-one. Bounces to Callie Goulet. Goulet goes in strong. A rare miss for Callie Goulet. Good contest by Regis. Regis now will push. Long lead feed from Chilson. Trickles out of bounds with 5:56 left. And Aubrey Dorn will inbound.
Still got that full court tonight going on, Emily.
And Aubrey Dorn to inbound finds Emily Cooper. As Klink will stay right with her across the timeline. Emily Cooper back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn again, double clutches. Now she'll take the three. That one hits the back rim. We were calling for it, waiting for it.
Yeah, we sure were.
5:37 to play. 16-10. Regis up top with Carly Borst. Works down to Chilson. Chilson immediately doubled. She'll kick out. Klink for three. Buries it. Emma Klink. The 5'8" junior makes it a three-point game, 16-13 McDonald. Emily Cooper left side to Marley Hughes. Hughes up top. Works back to Emily Cooper. Open look at a three, right side to answer. Side of the rim, no. Rebound Ashley Chilson. Chilson slowly will walk across the timeline with under five to play. A chance to tie or come within one for Regis on this possession. Mason Cullinan straddling the arc up top to Reichert. Reichert, just a freshman. Moves it on the right side. Klink back to Carly Borst. Runner in the lane. No. Rebound ripped away from Regis by Aubrey Dorn. Ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes, beautiful Eurostep in the lane. Left shot. No. And then lost it out of bounds. Everything but the bucket there for Marley.
Yeah, great steal. Great open court. The defender just got the better position there.
Sophie Schmidgall in, Izzy Hartman out, Callie Goulet, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, and Aubrey Dorn on the floor right now for McDonald. 4:32 away from the Hy-Vee halftime show. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. A scrum right in front of the scorer's table and a whistle and a foul as multiple bodies hit the floor. Maddie Geisler just came in there for McDonald, and Maddie was one of the bodies hitting the floor. And maybe no whistle for a foul there. I think it just went out of bounds off of Regis.
No, I think they did call a foul there.
Let's see. Maybe that one. I think that went against Izzy Reichert. You're right. That's her first, team's fourth. Maddie Geisler spots up for three, right side, front rim, no. Long rebound, tracked down the corner by Regis, and staying with Regis. Knocked out of bounds off of McDonald. 4:12 to go. Subs coming in. Ashley Chilson back on the floor for the Ramblers. And also they'll get Emma Klink out to inbound. Klink throws in to Chilson, standing at the block on her own side of the court. Cross-court pass, Klink fires it to Cullinan. Cullinan to Reichert. Reichert will spot up a three for the tie. Back rim, no. Rebound, Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie's going to push. She's got a one-on-three. Sophie at the right elbow. Callie Goulet leaves for Marley Hughes. McDonald will slow things down for a moment just inside four to play. Callie Goulet up top. Leaves to Marley Hughes. Hughes puts it on the floor with the right hand. Back to Maddie Geisler. Geisler, the junior, across the timeline. Callie Goulet back to Marley. Marley Hughes got Chilson in the air for just a moment. Maddie Geisler for Callie Goulet. Goulet across the foul line, back to Marley Hughes. Outside the arc, puts it on the floor with the right hand. Pulls up just inside the right elbow, back to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for Callie Goulet, on to Marley Hughes. A good defense here from Regis. Marley, beautiful drop pass down low, going strong at the hoop, but traveling first is Aubrey Dorn.
Great defensive possession there.
This Regis team is locked in defensively.
Yeah, they know their assignments, and they are executing very well.
So again, Ashley Chilson kind of playing the Giannis point forward position right now. She'll go across the court to Reichert, then get it back opposite side. Chilson drops across to Cullen. Works into the right corner. Cross court skip. Into the game for the first time, Abby Hawker. She's a 5'2" sophomore.
Got a foul on Emily Cooper here.
And Emily Cooper picks up the foul. That's McDonald's sixth, so their last one to give. So Regis will be shooting the 1-1 for the final 3:07 of the half. And Riker will inbound. Drops into Ashley Chilson with 3:07 to play. Chilson up top between the circles. Goes back to Riker. Again, 16-13, just a one-possession game. Chilson up top. She'll take a deep three. That one rims in. Ashley Chilson ties the game. McDonald has seen their double-digit lead whittled away bit by bit. Cooper at the left elbow goes in hard to the rim. Beautiful touch high off the window. Emily Cooper breaks the tie. 18-16 McDonald. 2.5 left. Chilson across the timeline. Sub coming in for Coach Joyce and Regis in a moment. Chilson skips across the floor. Abby Hawker. Pass knocked away, and Aubrey Dorn running against Chilson to try to retrieve this. Knocked out of bounds. Going the other way. Back to Regis as Chilson and Aubrey Dorn chase that one about 40 feet. 2:17 remaining before halftime. Chilson will inbound again. McDonald. Three-quarter court trapping pressure. Klink back to Chilson. Works to Reichert. All the way across the floor, Emma Klink. Back to Chilson straight on. Chance to tie or take the lead for Regis. They have not led in this game, trailed by as many as 10. Quick three, left side for Klink. And that is the first lead for Regis. That's the second three for Klink, and it's 19-18, the Ramblers. Kylie Jensen to answer for three. That one doesn't nick the rim. Offensive rebound saved. Back to Sophie Schmidgall. Schmidgall hard at the rim. No. Marley Hughes had that save. Aubrey Dorn to Sophie, and Sophie couldn't get the shot to fall from just outside the paint. Just over 90 seconds to play in the first half. Regis has battled back to lead by one, 19-18. Link to Riker. Riker, deep three, right side, back rim. No, rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Carly Borst able to knock that off of, I believe, Kylie Jensen. With a minute 25 left, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And a quick bucket.
Yeah, just for Regis. Left the girl wide open on the wing there, and she just knocked that shot right down.
I didn't get a number on that one. If you saw us, Marley Hughes will answer for three. Left wing, no. Knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with McDonald.
I believe that bucket was made by Carol Olson there.
So that's her first. Sophomore. 21-18 Regis. It's their largest lead. 3 points, 106 left. McDonald in a dogfight here. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Cooper, a runner along the baseline. Someone got a piece of that, probably Ashley Chilson. Comes up short. Reichert with the rebound. Reichert up top goes to Chilson. Chilson doubled. They'll swing left side. Outside the arc, Kara Olson to Reichert. Back to Olson. You think Regis will probably want to bleed a little clock here. Fire a pass. Inbounds. Emily Cooper knocks it away along the baseline. Last touched by Kylie Jensen. It looked like a wide open bucket for Emma Klink, and Cooper came down to swat it. Izzy Hartman will come in for Sophie Schmidgall with 40.9 remaining. 21-18, McDonald trails. Inbounds to Kara Olsen. High pass. Ashley Chilson retrieves. Now in a little trouble in the corner, and she'll throw it away. A race for the ball into the backcourt off the tip. Regis retrieves and calling it a tip because the officials weren't blowing it as an over and back right away, Logan. But then the official from the far corner comes in and says, no, that's an over and back violation.
Yeah, I believe that is the right call.
So 29.3, McDonald chance to come within one or tie on this possession, trailing 21-18. Regis in the bonus the rest of the way. On top, Emily Cooper. Cooper working against Klink as she has been all half. Kylie Jensen straight on, left wide open for three. That one comes up short. Jensen can't track down the rebound. Izzy Hartman does and saves it back into Kylie. 7 seconds to play. Kylie Jensen in some trouble here. Ashley Chilson, though, reaches in with a foul, and it's not the foul Coach Joas wanted for Chilson. About 35 feet from the bucket. That's the second on his post player with 5.2 left. 21-18, McDonald trails by three. A sub coming in for the Ramblers. Chilson will exit just to prevent a critical third foul. 5.2 for McDonald. Trailing by three. Inbounds to Marley Hughes. Hughes working on the right side. Pulls up from 17 at the buzzer. No. And Regis, a hard-fought first half, will lead McDonald at the break. 21-18. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. McDonald, a surprising deficit to Regis at the half.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. Wow. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that. The center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a help smile in every aisle. Thank you so much to Logan Hughes for making sure I didn't lose my voice in the first half. But now a familiar voice joins the broadcast, at least with me, for the first time, not only this year, but this season. Mark Maloney, it's good to see you.
Yes, it is. And I hustled through a reffing over at Holy Ghost to get up here as quick as I can. That time change with the game kind of threw me off a little bit. I would have made it, but I'm glad Logan filled in for me.
Yeah, and again, a double-digit deficit for Eau Claire Regis, and you just have to give all the credit in the world to Coach Joas and their defense. You talk about McDonald's defense, but the Lady Macs went kind of cold offensively, and Regis just slowly but surely battled back. They want to slow down the pace of this game. They want to use some of their size and probably play more in the half court, and they're achieving that. And McDonald, again, a 13-point turnaround, up 10, now down 3 at the half. They have some work to do.
And I noticed, you know, Regis was hitting some threes out there. They hit like three in a row there in their last possessions and kind of gave them that three-point lead right now. So, yeah, I think the McDonald girls are going to have to tighten up that defense. He's playing that 1-3-1 zone. Might have to switch that up maybe, go a little man on him, kind of throw him out of rhythm, mix him up a little bit. And then, like you said, the girls are just shooting a little bit cold right now. But, hey, there's a whole second half left.
Well, the leading scorers for both sides tied for a game high. Ashley Chilson, as per usual, she has 9, averages over 16 per game. Chilson with 9, but you mentioned a couple threes, both of those coming from Emma Klink, the junior. 6 points for Klink, 2 apiece for Kara Olson, Mason Cullinan, and Carly Borst for Eau Claire Regis. And they are down a starter here tonight as well, as Annabelle Schroeder not able to be here tonight with family. Aubrey Dorn, 9 points, again tied for that game high. So it's been a great post matchup with Dorn and Chilson so far here tonight. Emily Cooper, they've been guarding her very closely, but has still put in 7 points in the first half. But only 3 McDonald players have scored. Izzy Hartman with 2 to round out the scoring for McDonald. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. It was on Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, I missed the call for the number there.
So that's the second on McDonald. 1 whistle against Regis so far. Regis now moving in transition off the inbound. Marley Hughes swats the shot away. Hughes now looking to push, keeping the head up. Fires a pass ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Down the lane for 2. Left elbow goes up top between the circles. Marley Hughes. 2.5 minutes gone by. 2-0 McDonald against Regis. Izzy Hartman on the right wing. Izzy working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Izzy goes right to the rack, and a beautiful take for 2 as she cut across the lane from left to right. Foul line jumper, that one off the mark. Long rebound tracked down by Callie Goulet. She'll hand off back to Marley Hughes. Hughes up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper's been guarded very closely by Emma Klink. Cooper crosses over, works off the screen from Aubrey Dorn, pulls up left in the circle for 3, bottoms it.
Got the open shot she was looking for. Just gave that 3 foot of space was enough for her.
Deep 3, that one rims in. Ashley Chilson ties the game. McDonald has seen their double digit lead whittled away bit by bit. Cooper at the left elbow goes in hard to the rim. Beautiful touch high off the window. Emily Cooper breaks the tie. 18-16 McDonald. And that's how the first half sounded here. It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. McDonald trails 21-18 at the break. We're going to take a 60-second break and be back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Anderson Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Lady Max Trail reaches 21-18 at the break. Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Well, it's my honor for the first time this season, at least that I get to do it, to hand things off to Mark Maloney for Mark Maloney's military shout-out. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to talk a little bit here about Glenn Maloney. Our son Glenn is out of McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey, and our son Alex is down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. But Caleb and I were just talking. This was the first Christmas in 5 years that we've had our whole family together, and it was such a phenomenal Christmas. It was unbelievable. So Glenn and his wife and Rosalie and their dogs got in his vehicle and drove through that snowstorm right before Christmas.
Wow.
And made it home safely, and Alex flew home, so it was a great, great Christmas. Jory Kubishik is a Chi High grad out of Holloman Air Force Base, and unfortunately he didn't get to spend time with his new wife, recently married, and he's over in Greece right now until about the middle of January. He'll be back home. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are at Kyle's actually at Dover Air Force Base. Nicole is over, going to be in Japan, but Kyle's going to be joining her shortly. But they were all together over in Korea. I guess that's where Nicole is right now for their Christmas. So Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad, was home. He's out of Scott Air Force Base, and him and his wife are recently going to have a baby coming up for their first time.
Wonderful.
So congratulations to them. Kristen Levesser Davis is with the Air Force National Guard. And I also want to give a shout-out to Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad. He's one of our new guys on our list out of Lackland, and I know he was home because I saw his pictures all over at the Green Bay Packer Viking game, so that was nice to see.
That was a good game to be at.
Also, Mason Gadel is a brand new one, is a Merchant Marine, is a 2022 Chi High grad. So Matt Pulver is also engaged now to a young lady from Eau Claire. So congratulations to Matt. He is at Offutt Air Force Base. So we're getting ready for the second half here, and a huge thank you. Have a safe new year, all of our military members.
Thank you so much for serving us. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs as McDonald will start with the basketball. Emily Cooper misses a deep three, but Izzy Hartman with the offensive rebound. So Hartman, Cooper, Dorn, Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, original starting five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. So the Lady Macs kind of in an unfamiliar position here, trailing by three in a conference game. Emily Cooper runs one up with the left hand. No offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn. Kick out Goulet to Izzy Hartman. Quickly swings into the left corner. Then gives a screen to Emily Cooper. Cooper into the paint. Top of the foul line to Marley Hughes. Hughes pulls up from the left elbow. Goes glass and good. And that's the first bucket for Marley Hughes. So take the lid off the basket for Marley. She's had three threes that were all just seemed like a whisker from going in.
Yeah. She's a good shooter. She'll come around. She's going to be a big asset in the second half here.
Deep three, left corner, rims in and out for Regis. Offensive rebound for the Ramblers. Now another three, right side of the circle. That one missed by Kara Olson. Rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Leaves to the point guard, Emily Cooper. Cooper, Euro step down the lane, took some heavy contact. And Cooper, get back to her feet, but she went down pretty heavily there.
Yeah.
Trying to work out a little something to it.
Charlie Horse, probably.
Yeah.
Catching a knee right in the thigh.
Well, again, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. That's White City Glass. They salute all the hardworking athletes. Cooper working hard and gets to the free throw line, rims out. the first attempt. Cooper is 83% from the foul line, so that is a very rare miss.
Yeah.
As Olsen will come out and into the game, Ari Cardona-Ferrer, 5'2" sophomore guard for Coach Teddy Joas. It's a one-point game to tie. Emily Cooper does so. She has 8. And we're knotted at 21. Ronald now showing their three-quarter court pressure. Ashley Chilson, 6'1", has her pass knocked away by Goulet. And then a second pass taken away and given back to Goulet by Emily Cooper. Callie Goulet down and the one. Lane. Whooping hard. That's the foul number 3 on Ashley Chilson.
That was a beautiful pass there by Emily. Great steal on this end, too. Now the girls are starting to pick it up a little bit here. They know they're in a game, and they're going to see if they can open this up a little bit.
Callie Goulet, Logan and I were talking about this, shooting 85% from the field coming into this game. She's 17 of 20, I believe now 18 of 22 after a rare miss earlier in traffic. Goulet, free throw. That one rims out. Maybe a little bit more of a struggle for Callie at the line, 36%, but she's getting those trips. Clink. As Aubrey Dorn almost knocked it out of her arms.
Now they're in a man-to-man defense, Caleb.
So kind of switching it up against Chilson. Now Clink will drop it down to the right block. Cullinan goes across the paint. She's going to draw a foul from Aubrey Dorn. That's, I believe, the second on Dorn. First on McDonald in the second half. Two whistles so far against Regis.
She looked good defensively there. She might have just reached in a little bit, but not much. Aubrey's a tall girl.
Mason Cullinan had 2 in the first half. First free throw is too long. Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. It's the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley. I'd also recommend the Culver's Deluxe. That's my favorite. Second free throw in and out.
You know what mine is. It's the mushroom and Swiss.
Yes. So a pair of misses there for Regis, and McDonald leads by 2 and a chance to extend this one possession lead to 2. Marley Hughes
nice.
Will do just that, going down the left side of the lane and a soft touch off the window.
With the left hand, too. That's beautiful.
Marley is so good with that left hand. 25-21 McDonald. Ooh. Chilson almost with a walk.
Yeah.
She'll push it ahead down to the left block. The Ramblers outside with Kara Olsen. Olsen against Izzy Hartman. 15-43 and counting second half. 25-21 the Lady Max. Olsen down the lane. Nice touch with a runner. Hits the back rim, though. Rebound Aubrey Dorn. Hands off Marley Hughes. Push ahead by 30 feet to Callie Goulet. Goulet attacks the rim. Can't get the shot to fall. Izzy Hartman offensive rebound. Back out to Aubrey Dorn. And Aubrey took one extra hop before getting into her drive.
Yep. Again, a good series there.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2.5 minutes gone by in the second half. McDonald's turned a 3-point halftime deficit into a 4-point lead, but Marley Hughes will pick up a quick foul, gets a grin from her teammate Emily Cooper. And those are the steals leaders on this team. Marley 3.3 per game, Emily Cooper 4.7, though not to leave out Aubrey Dorn, who gets almost 4 steals per game as well. They take the ball away. Clink will drop it down to Chilson. Chilson at the right block, walling up Aubrey Dorn. Marley Hughes comes from the backside and knocks it away. Out of bounds off of McDonald. Almost another steal.
Almost. I thought that almost went off of the 33's foot there.
Clink will inbound along the baseline. Holding, still waiting. Finds a player wide open, 16 feet from the bucket. Easy shot there. And that was Clink with a make. That's her first make inside the three-point arc. Back to a two-point lead for McDonald, just 25-23. Aubrey Dorn to Marley Hughes. Left wing, thought about a 3. Works the bounce now. Hughes, beautiful sliding bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn. Up and in for 2. Dorn into double digits, but the dime dropped by Marley, the senior.
That was a beautiful pass.
Goodness, 27-23 McDonald. Marley had 11 assists in that game against Luck just after Christmas, Mark, and she was a rebound away from a triple-double, as Izzy Hartman will go hard at the rim off a steal, and Hartman takes a hard foul and will earn a trip to the line. Marley in that last game, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists, and 4 steals, and that in a running clock contest.
Yeah. Telling you what, Coach Cooper's got a good 5 girls out there right now and some good help coming off the bench again when these guys start getting tired.
Sophie Schmidgall about to come in. Izzy Hartman off the mark on the free throw. 41% free throw shooter is Izzy Hartman. Maybe one of the things that Coach Cooper would say we could do a little bit better, the team shooting 58% from the foul line. Like to get that a little closer to 70, probably. Second free throw, no good for Hartman. Rebound to Chilson. 4-point lead, it remains for McDonald. Full court man-to-man by Marley Hughes. She'll work off a screen. Long three, that one well off the mark. Karam's off the glass, knocked off a couple hands, and Chilson somehow digs it out of there.
Yeah.
Kara Olson, left wing outside the arc against Hartman. They're looking for Chilson. The post can't find her yet. Clink against Emily Cooper. A drop down to Chilson, left block extended back to Klink, to Cullinan. 17-foot jumper, rims in and out. Good box out by Emily Cooper. McDonald has a 3-on-2. Cooper right down the lane, pull up from 12.
Got it.
Perfect.
Timeout, Regis, full timeout.
Regis will step out for 60. We will as well. Emily Cooper now into double digits. McDonald's lead is 6, 29-23. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Thank you again to Logan Hughes for jumping in the first half. 29-23, McDonald has turned their three-point halftime deficit into a full two-possession advantage. Ashley Chilson will try to cut into that.
Oh.
And an offensive foul on Chilson as she drives hard to the rack. Aubrey Dorn set her up for that.
Yes.
And that is the fourth foul on Ashley Chilson, and that is huge. There's talent on this Regis team, but Ashley Chilson, the junior, is the heart and soul of that team. And Coach Joas letting the officials know that he thought that call should have gone the other way. That is a tough, tough call. Doesn't mean it's incorrect, just a tough call for the star player for Eau Claire Regis.
Yeah.
29-23. Marley Hughes up top. She'll pull up right. Elbow jumper.
Nice.
Sweet. Marley Hughes with six in the second half. 31-23. As the Lady Max starting to open things up just a little bit more. He's just battling back all throughout the first half. See if they have another run
over
them in the second half. And an over and back. And Emma Klink is frustrated with herself.
Yep.
She was facing relentless defense from Emily Cooper and just took a step back across the timeline the wrong way.
I think the Regis girls without Chilson out there is kind of looking for somebody to step up as a leader.
When your post is also a lot of times your point guard, that really inhibits your offense. Marley Hughes open for three, making it rain, Marley!
Starting to open up here.
Left wing, and Marley Hughes did not score in the first half. She has nine here in the first 5 minutes and change of the second half. 34-23, the Lady Max. Reichert thought about answering with a three up top. Instead, she'll go left side. Sophie Schmidgall, tough defense, but a shot run up by Carly Borst. And Sophie's going to pick up the foul, the team's third. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Carly Borst at the line. She had two in the first half. This is her first free throw attempt of the second half, and perfect on that first one.
She's got good form there, good technique.
McDonald had their largest lead of the game for a moment at 11. Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper out. Katie Ruff in along with Sophie Schmidgall. So a 10-point advantage for McDonald. 34-24 with 12:38 remaining.
They put Ashley Chilson back in the game with four. She's going to have to play smart.
Borst will knock through a pair of free throws. 9-point lead for McDonald. Marley Hughes works across the timeline. Maddie Geisler also back into the game, the junior. Maddie's hit 10 threes on the season. Marley Hughes crossing over off a screen. She'll pull up from 17. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Reichert of Regis. Push to Ashley Chilson. Again, Chilson with 12:16 remaining is playing with four fouls. Chilson, 4-3, left corner. Side of the rim, no. Battle for the rebound. Bodies colliding, knocked out of bounds off of McDonald.
Marley down there scrapping. Along with Dan Cullen.
Reichert will inbound to the blocks to the elbows. Bounce to Chilson, back to Reichert, just inside the arc in the left corner. We'll leave it for Chilson. Reichert will kick out to Cullinan. And Cullinan, the lone senior with significant playing time for this Regis team. She's a six-footer. Get it back up top. Cullinan thought about a three. Leaves it for Reichert instead. Reichert pull up from 10 feet. Side of the rim, no. Sophie Schmidgall pulls down the rebound to Marley Hughes. Marley, long cross-court skip. Maddie Geisler. Geisler just inside the arc on the left wing. Maddie leaves it for Marley Hughes. Up top, Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie, the sophomore, against Ashley Chilson, the junior. Sophie Keppel bounces, leaves it for Callie Goulet. Goulet across the foul line. Kick out, Maddie Geisler. Deep three for Maddie. Front rim, no. Long rebound. Tracked down by Sophie Schmidgall. And Sophie went over and back. Oh, it was so close that she was trying to haul it in, and it just kept wobbling away from her.
I thought she was going to get it, but that ball just hit the line.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and Altoona and Chippewa Falls as a long two caroms off the front of the rim, and Riker tracks it down for Regis. Cross court, weak side. Good block by Sophie Schmidgall. Regis gets it back. Kick out. Ashley Chilson thought about a three
travel
and a closeout and a travel by Chilson. Marley Hughes. Good defense there. Aubrey Dorn will come in for Katie Ruff. Just finishing the thought, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Outreach clinics throughout western Wisconsin. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. cvosm.com/WOGO. Marley Hughes attacking the paint, drops off to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn spills to the floor, couldn't quite handle the pass. Quick outlet to Chilson, and Chilson racing down the floor for an easy two. That's her first points of the second half. Chilson with 11. With Aubrey Dorn for the game high.
We get Emily Cooper back in the game here.
Maddie Geisler, far side of the floor.
Down a little bit.
Maddie off the screen from Sophie Schmidgall to Callie Goulet. It's a 7-point lead for McDonald. Regis erased a 10-point deficit in the first half to lead by three at the break. Marley Hughes pull up from 10 in the lane. Back rim, no. Chilson battling down the rebound. Callie Goulet, Aubrey Dorn ties her up. Possession will go to Regis on the held ball. And Emily Cooper along with Kylie Jensen will come into this game. Callie Goulet and Marley Hughes going to take a breather. On the other side, Carly Borst out. And Clint comes back in for Regis.
Turn up the defense here.
Ashley Chilson, 60 feet from the bucket, now safely across the timeline. The Ramblers, but a triple team on the near side. Regis quickly to Chilson. Riker in the left corner, way too long on the jumper from 16 feet. Bodies colliding with Geisler and Cullen as they check on each other. Meanwhile, a beautiful pass laser down to Aubrey Dorn from Emily Cooper. Up and in for two. Dorn has 13.
They know where they're at on the court.
What a great pass. 36-27, McDonald up by 9, 9:40 and counting to go in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And another over and back. Regis as Ashley Chilson was trying to establish herself across midcourt, and she was still in the air while she caught that pass.
Yeah, that's just good defense.
We talked about Culver's Butter Burgers. Don't forget, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Strong support of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Emily Cooper at the left elbow, back out to Kylie Jensen. Sophie Schmidgall up top between the wheels. Sophie, couple test bounces to Emily Cooper right in front of her own bench. Deep three, rain it in, Emily.
She was 5 feet outside the arc.
Wow. Emily Cooper, that's her second three of the night. She has 13. Ashley Chilson, as Regis faces their largest deficit, 39-27, and a hold called on McDonald.
Yes.
Barnes out of the floor. That is their fourth foul. Marley Hughes
Kylie
quickly
Jensen.
Back into this game, and that's Kylie Jensen, as you mentioned, her first foul, but the team's fourth. Lady Max do not want to put Regis in the bonus here to allow them to claw back into this one with the clock stopped.
Prior to that foul, though, Kylie almost came away with a steal.
Ashley Chilson across the timeline, long cross-court skip to Riker. Riker puts it on the floor with the right hand, and Emily Cooper just rips it away. Lead feet ahead, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn ahead of the pack for two.
I don't know what the assist ratio is between those two, but it's got to be right up there.
And Aubrey Dorn, thanks to that assist, has surpassed Emily Cooper in scoring, 15 for Dorn. Ashley Chilson again playing with those four fouls. In the right corner, Clink, quick trigger on a three,
she
nails it.
She has a very quick trigger.
Emma Clink, her third triple of the night. Give her 11, and it's 41-30. 11 is the lead for McDonald right now as well. Schmidgall up top, goes to Emily Cooper, left wing. Cooper puts on the floor with the left hand, trying to force a bounce feed inside to Dorn, and Ashley Chilson stepped in front.
I think she was waiting for Aubrey to get in there and take a step in, but she didn't.
Chilson far side of the floor, long three. That one popped in and out. Offensive rebound, Cullen in to Reichert from 16. Air ball, offensive rebound for Regis. Up and in, an easy two from just inside the left block. And that was Carly Borst. Borst now with six. 41-32, a single-digit lead for McDonald. To make it double digits, Emily Cooper, front rim from the left side. Ashley Chilson now racing between two defenders and went down hard as Marley Hughes tied her up. And Hughes just trying to knock the ball loose, but Chilson took a spill there. She runs the floor very well at 6-1. So Chilson wincing a bit will go to the line, try to shake this off. And she's 2-for-2 foul line tonight. Score 41-32, McDonald with 7:34 remaining. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw is good for Ashley Chilson. She has 12. Kylie Jensen, Sophie Schmidgall out, Callie Goulet, and Izzy Hartman back in for McDonald. They have an 8-point lead pending the second free throw from Ashley Chilson. 7:34 remaining. Chilson's second free throw is perfect. 4-for-4 from the foul line for the junior for Regis. 41-34 McDonald. Marley Hughes calling out the play, working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn up top. Izzy Hartman, left wing, up top. Callie Goulet between the circles, works to Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper, high on the right side, working off a screen. Instead, she'll pull up, take a three from deep beyond the arc. That one hit the back rim and a foul underneath. Yeah.
That's going to go on Aubrey.
Aubrey Dorn picks up McDonald's fifth foul. 7:13 left. Excuse me, their sixth. And that was the last foul to give for McDonald. It looks like they're calling that on Izzy Hartman, actually.
Oh, they did.
So that's Izzy's second.
I thought they had Aubrey over the back. But
still the team's sixth. Riker to Chilson. Chilson, speaking of foul trouble, still playing with four. She's in for several minutes. It's Marley Hughes.
Yes. That was the right call there.
A whistle and
a jump ball.
A jump ball down low.
She stuffed her perfectly with her hand right on the top of the ball.
It looked for a moment like maybe they were going to call a foul.
I did too.
Such a clean block, and then because it's a jump ball possession going back to McDonald. Yeah.
But from here, I could see that she had her hand right on top of the ball. That was a great call.
An underrated part of Marley's game. Maybe so many underrated parts of her game, but she blocks almost two shots per contest. Emily Cooper up top, and now we have a whistle underneath the hoop. I think this may be going against Callie Goulet for an illegal screen, but or is that against Emily Cooper? And Coach Cooper wants an explanation. That's the seventh whistle against McDonald offensive fouls, no free throws. So it is Aubrey Dorn. I didn't see that. I apologize.
I didn't either. I did not either.
So Aubrey Dorn will have to sit with three fouls with 6:52 left. 41-34. Chilson also will sit. Probably get her final break of the game.
Nice to see these girls open it up a little bit here.
And the dominant post players both on the bench right now. Emily Cooper swats a shot away, playing like a post. We'll push it ahead to Izzy Hartman. Hartman wraparound bounce pass to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie goes up with a right-hand twisting shot. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Ramblers. 6.5 to go. Kira Olson runs into some trouble in a double team, and Marley Hughes just took it away.
Great defense. They got to make sure Regis doesn't get a lot of shots off here.
6:15 to go. Izzy Hartman across the foul line, bumped, flips back out to Emily Cooper. Cooper down the lane, tough shot with the left hand, no. Rebound to the Ramblers. Reichert, the freshman, push it ahead, far side of the floor. It's Kara Olson. Olson out of the double team to Reichert. What the high post, Cullinan kick into the left corner. Baseline jumper, no. Emily Cooper steams out of there with a rebound. Cooper looking ahead to Sophie Schmidgall, running the floor, left-handed layup good. As the first points for Sophie, and a good look makes it a 9-point lead for McDonald.
And a great pass again by Emily.
Timeout taken with 5:43 remaining. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Salem Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Thank you to Val and the crew. Always honored to partner our WOGO audio. You can check out that link via the sports schedule at WOGO.com or just go to McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page to watch and listen to tonight's game. 43-34, McDonald with a lead. Regis breaks the pressure, and Aubrey Dorn swats a shot away down low.
Yes.
From Carly Borst. That looked like an easy two.
Yes. She kind of lost her on that series there, but made a great defensive play.
Inbounds to Chilson. So that was a brief break for both Chilson and Dorn, as Dorn almost knocked another pass away. Borst fires into the corner and reaching up high to knock it out of bounds.
Emily Cooper.
Reichert will inbound the far corner on the sideline. Drops into Olson. Olson slides a bounce back out. Ashley Chilson. Oh. And Chilson has her pass knocked away and stolen by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down the lane, challenging Chilson up with the left hand for two.
Beautiful play.
The steal and the score for Aubrey Dorn. She has 17 in this battle of dominant post players in the Western Clover Belt. 45-34, McDonald. Long
two.
Did that go glass from the right corner?
I don't think it did. I couldn't tell from this angle, but it didn't look like it.
Trying to see who shot that as I looked away.
It was
that Klink again?
Yes, because she's that quick shooter.
13 points for Klink. She averages 3.5, but she's really been on tonight. 4.5 minutes to go. Marley Hughes forces the issue in the paint and will draw a foul and earn a trip to the line. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Marley Hughes, first free throw rims out. That's her first free throw attempt tonight. Marley shoots 78% from the foul line. Second free throw. Good rotation. Got that it. One's perfect.
Puts us up by 10 again.
Marley now has 10, all in the second half. 46-36, McDonald, 4.5 to go. Lady Max trying to stay unbeaten. Western Clover Belt Conference play. They're at 5-0, tied with Kadad, who is not only unbeaten in conference, but unbeaten on the season. Chilson, 4-3, back rimmed it. Long rebound into the corner, out of bounds, and almost out of the gym as the official has to scramble to get that one before it caroms out the doorway.
If you can, open it up a little bit more here or take some time off the clock.
Regis has one foul left to give. McDonald has already committed 7, so the Ramblers in the bonus the rest of the way. Callie Goulet, left wing, to Sophie Schmidgall up top between the circles. Right side, Marley Hughes. To Emily Cooper. Cooper checked by Klink. Cooper working a right-handed bounce in front of her grandpa. Leaves it for Marley Hughes up top.
Yep, you're doing a nice job here, taking some time away. 3:40 left here in the game.
Goulet up top, Emily Cooper. Between the circles, Cooper puts on the floor with the left hand, goes between her legs, crosses over. Left block extended, Marley Hughes. Hughes left of the circle, doesn't pull the trigger on a three. Instead, will keep working the bounce. Pulls it up to Callie Goulet. Goulet one bounce, then hand off to Marley Hughes. With 3:25 to play, a 10-point lead from McDonald, 46-36.
Timeout.
And a timeout taken by McDonald. 30-second break, and we're back here on WOGO Sports. The Lady Macs lead by 10, late going second half.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 46-36. McDonald Lady Max with possession and a 10-point lead. They had a 10-point lead in the first half, surrendered it, trailed 21-18 at the break. Come out strong here in the second. Aubrey Dorn will inbound into the backcourt. Emily Cooper crosses into the forecourt across that Bulldog logo at midcourt to Marley Hughes. Hughes fires a pass down to Emily Cooper. Oh. Can't get the shot, but will be fouled. And again, a second time we've seen Emily go down hard.
Yep.
And she's going to walk that one off.
She went hard into the wall.
Another beautiful pass from Marley Hughes. The foul prevented another Marley assist. There's padding on those walls, but sometimes it doesn't seem like nearly enough. And now a technical foul.
That was inevitable. Coach Joas just got one. He might end up with two here if he doesn't simmer a little bit.
So Emily Cooper will now shoot the technical.
She'll shoot the two-shot foul first.
46-36 with 3:14 left. Everyone will back into the backcourt other than Emily Cooper, who stands alone at the foul line. Cooper first free throw. Good rotation. Rattles through. Second for Emily. That one rims out. So a couple rare misses for Emily Cooper. She'll shoot
the technicals here.
First technical free throw is perfect for Emily Cooper. So 2 out of 3. One more attempt coming up. And that one is good as well. 3 out of 4 in that trip to the line for Emily Cooper.
And McDonald will get the ball.
Just a little extra frustration from Coach Joas. His team just played phenomenally well. In the first half, they are shorthanded, missing a starter, Annabelle Schroeder, who does a lot for them. They're leading girl in terms of assists, also almost 5 rebounds, 7 points. And so that loss fell, but Regis just a strong second half, and McDonald a little bit too strong in the second half. It's a great action off that half-court set, and Marley Hughes crashes to the hoop for two off the assist. Top of the wheel from Aubrey Dorn, 51-36. Now the Lady Macs really opening things up.
Oh,
Aubrey Dorn almost took another pass away. Long three, that one bricks off the side of the bracket for Regis. Offensive rebound put back, though, by Mason Cullinan. Cullinan, her first bucket of the second half. 51-38, 13-point lead for the Lady Macs. Emily Cooper left of the circle. For Aubrey Dorn, opposite side. Dorn leaves it for Marley Hughes. Hughes flipped to Maddie Geisler in the left corner. Maddie up top for Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie working off the bounce. Has a pass taken away and stolen. Quick hands there down the lane. Marley Hughes swats away from Emma Klink. And Emma Klink, well, they say that one was on the ground. It looked like it was.
Yeah, because she'll be shooting the bonus.
Kind of a tomahawk there for Marley Hughes. No easy buckets in our house.
But it was a good defensive play. She took a good hard swat at the basketball.
Knowing Marley, she's probably just upset that she didn't get that one clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Emma Klink will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Izzy Hartman back into the game for McDonald. And Klink is good on the first free throw. Or excuse me, that's not Klink. That's Carly Borst at the line. Correct myself here. There's the eighth whistle against McDonald and the fourth on Marley Hughes. Second free throw is good for Carly Borst. She has a great stroke. She's hit four free throws in the second
timeout. 30-second timeout, Regis.
30-second break. We're back in an 11-point game. 2:14 remaining. 30 seconds. And we're back on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is Lady Max Hoops.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
.214 left to go here in Chippewa Falls.
Max up by 11.
51-40. Again, a rivalry game. This is kind of what you'd expect. A little testy at times, hard fought.
Yep.
Good defense, nothing coming easy.
And Emily just took a hard hit there, and the ref didn't call nothing.
Now we do have a call from underneath the basket.
I think they're going to put it on Klink because she's kind of playing Emily really, really tight and hard.
So that will send Emily Cooper to the line. And she'll shoot a 1-1 here. Team fouls even at 8 apiece. 2:02 remaining. 51-40. Donna with the lead. First free throw perfect for Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper now with 17 on the night. She averages 12.4. McDonald has three players all just above 12 points per game, and Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, and Emily Cooper. Cooper for 18. Yes. And she hits another free throw. 53-40. Upping that average at 83%. She's missed a couple here tonight, but got a lot of trips to the line to keep that average where it is. Olsen kicking to the corner. Klink, quick trigger on a three. Far side of the rim. No. Ashley Chilson tracks down the rebound. Chilson pulls up from 14. Left baseline. Swish. Ashley Chilson, it's been a bit since she's gotten a bucket. Still an 11-point lead for the Lady Macs, 53-42. Chilson has been playing with four fouls for a long while.
Yep.
Kylie Jensen up top. Hand off to Izzy Hartman. Hartman at the foul line. Curling into the lane. Nice spin to the hoop. Couldn't finish the shot. Rebound pulled down by the Ramblers.
That's a good move.
Olsen drives hard into the lane and taking a spill. Izzy Hartman blocking foul called. So that'll be two shots for Regis, trailing 53-42 with a minute 16 left. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. As Kara Olsen hits the first, that's her first point of the second half. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, and Maddie Geisler, the five on the floor. Coach Don Cooper right now. Here Olsen hits the second free throw. 53-44, 9-point game. They're just continuing to battle as they have all night. Marley Hughes to Maddie Geisler with a minute six. Geisler flips for Callie Goulet. Goulet guarded by Chilson up top. Emily Cooper. Cooper down the right side of the lane. Finds an open pass to the rim. Too strong off the glass. And into held ball underneath. Held ball or foul.
No, I think we're going to call a foul.
Aubrey Dorn will pick up the foul. And so with 55 seconds, it'll be a single bonus. The final single bonus for Regis coming the other way.
I think Coach Jost wanted his girls to maybe foul one of the, you know, girls out here that maybe don't hit as many free throws as Emily does, but or Marley.
Mason Cullen in. First free throw is good. Regis just shot the ball well from the free throw line, particularly here in the second half. 53-45. Second free throw for Cullen in. Too strong. Can't get the roll. Rebound. Good box out by Marley Hughes. Quick outlet to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn push ahead. Callie Goulet. Goulet attacks the hoop, and her shot blocked underneath the hoop by Kara Olson. They're just not done yet with 45 seconds left. Up top, Ashley Chilson. Chilson into the corner. Long two. No, that was a three, but still off the mark. Clanked off the front of the rim. 33 seconds left. Donald across the timeline. Emily Cooper. Cooper back. Maddie Geisler.
See, that's,
Marley.
Oh, that's going to
that
be
was
intentional.
Foul. Is that an intentional foul? That sure
you bet.
Like hard shove will send Maddie Geisler to the line. Maddie looking for her first points here tonight.
Yep.
22.1 on the clock, 53-45 McDonald. So after the intentional foul, again, they'll all back beyond half court other than Maddie. Free throw. A little bit too long. Maddie 50% from the foul line coming into the game. Junior will get another opportunity here. Second free throw. That one rims out.
McDonald will get possession.
Maddie looks none the worse for the wear. Can't she? Went sprawling there. Aubrey Dorn will inbound, kind of right in front of our vantage point here. Throws him to the backcourt. Emily Cooper, 20 seconds to play. 8-point lead for McDonald, 53-45. Cooper working up top against Emma Klink. Just going to try to dribble this one out. Cooper to Marley Hughes with 7 seconds to play. Regis not going to play a foul game here, down eight. Marley with 6 seconds with two back to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn near midcourt. We'll hold it until the clock hits triple zeros, and McDonald, it took all they had, but they come back from a 3-point halftime deficit and knock off Eau Claire Regis 53-45. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs improved to 8-3 on the season and maintain perfection in the conference. 6-0, still tied with Cadott for first in the Western Clover Belt. Regis falls to 4-7 on the season and now 1-5 in conference play. We'll step out for 3.5 minutes. We've got stats, highlights, analysis. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper as well in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports. I take that back because Coach Cooper is making his way over to us. So first a thought or two from you, Mark Maloney. Man, he's coming right up.
He's been coming up early here lately.
Yeah. All right, so we will amend our plans.
Yes.
And we'll thank Dawson Halverson, keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO Studios in Hallie. Coach Don Cooper joining us. An 8-point lead. And, Coach, in rivalry games, kind of throw the records out. This is a Regis team that was missing one of their starters without Annabelle here tonight, and they played really tough, and a lot of credit to Coach Joas and the girls tonight.
Yeah, Coach Joas had these girls prepared. He did a wonderful job, and these girls battled us, and they battled us all the way to the end. They never gave up, and we did. I still thought our defense was good, but, you know, like I said, they just threw us at a loop, and we just got to get better here on out.
Coach, what was the message at halftime when, again, the offense was clicking a little bit more? You have that 10-point lead, and all of a sudden it's a 3-point deficit at the break.
Well, again, the message was that they were celebrating and that on our home court, you know what I mean? And then that's a wake-up call. A wake-up call that our vision for conference championship just going out the window, and that you're going to let them celebrate on our home court, and that they came out with a passion, especially Izzy. Second half, Izzy Hartman must have had about 4 or 5 rebounds, extra chances for us. So I just thought our passion was a lot better the second half than it was the first.
Coach, what did you think as well about the patience on offense? For instance, we saw Marley Hughes, no points in the first half, but she found her way offensively. And even in the first half, it seemed like she knew, because they were denying the ball to Emily so much, Marley looked for some good shots. They weren't falling in the first half, did in the second.
Well, they did. And like I said, it's just we got to knock down those open shots. They're going to give it to us. They're going to play tight on Emily. That's going to leave a lot of girls open. So,
well, Coach, tough game here tonight. You get the win, remain perfect in conference. It certainly, again, doesn't get easier the next couple nights out at Ladysmith. We'll see you on Saturday, and then a big game against Cadott, but it's one at a time.
Just a good credit to Coach Joas. I just thought he had his team ready tonight, and he's a great coach, and he did a good job. So.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you in a couple nights.
Thank you very much, Caleb, for the coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper as McDonald wins it 53-45. Now we'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with a post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. A hard-fought conference game here between your McDonald Lady Macs on their home floor against the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. McDonald comes out the victor 53-45. We'll get your highlights in a moment and leading scores as well. But first, your thoughts on this, Mark Maloney. Again, a lot of credit, as Coach Cooper said, to Coach Joyce. He had his team ready to play, and they gave McDonald all they wanted tonight.
Yes, you know, and they go into halftime with that three-point lead, and like you said, they erased a 10-point deficit in the first half, and were really had the momentum at halftime. But sometimes that little halftime break kind of slows your momentum down. You'd rather keep on playing when you got it going. It's tough to come back and get it going. And McDonald came out and answered the bell in the second half, in my opinion, did a much better job. You know, controlling the basketball, controlling the defense, controlling the offense. And then obviously, you know, towards the end, you know, neither one of these teams like to lose to each other. As much as some of the friendship goes on with the combination of, you know, girls' soccer and the hockey and all that. So there's a lot of, you know, friendships amongst them. But when it gets out there and, you know, the heat of the battle of competition for basketball, it's no hold bar there. And the you know, the Regis girls just... they wanted to maybe trip McDonald up a little bit. I think they came in as, you know, the underdogs here, and McDonald's been playing very well and gave him a really, really good game. And got a little physical at the end there, but everybody kind of maintained and finished the game.
Well, the leading scorers for Regis, as they had two in double figures and one close. Ashley Chilson, just below her season average of 16.4 points per game. She finished with 15, 9 in the first, 6 in the second. A lot of foul trouble for Chilson to deal with in that second half. 13 for Emma Klink, almost 10 points above her season average, as Emma nailed three triples here. Really strong shooting game for the junior and coach today, Joas. Carla Borst, strong game from the free throw line as the sophomore finished with 8. Mason Cullinan, the senior, with 5 and 4 for Kara Olson. And again, you look at those leading scorers, 2 juniors, 2 sophomores, 1 senior. This is a Regis team that's on the rise.
Yes. I was looking at the roster myself, and there's some young girls out there. So, and you mentioned the one girl's not here.
Annabelle Schroeder, the junior.
And she's a junior,
here,
right? Yeah. So, yeah.
She's a stat sheet stuffer, too. I mean, this is a Regis team that, again, you look toward next year and you think they're probably going to be in the top third of the conference, not the bottom third, but also they're a team that, as they play everybody a second time in conference action, they may trip some teams up here.
Exactly. Yep. They're going to get better and better and better. So the girls did a nice job finishing them off tonight, but I think they still have to play them down there, right? So
yes, indeed.
They'll have to get ready for that. But now they, you know, again, it's a great win. It's always a great win to, you know, when these two schools get together. And Coach Cooper, you know, he can talk about Coach Joe's getting his team ready. But Coach Cooper and his staff does a fantastic job getting these girls ready.
And especially in the second half when they saw that 10-point lead slip away, down 3 at the half, all the momentum belonged to Regis, and McDonald had to forcibly take that momentum back, and they did it in the second half.
Yes.
When you look at the leading scorers for McDonald, 6 different players scored. Again, not quite what they did last time against Luck, where they had 11 different players score, but a different caliber of opponent for sure here tonight. But Aubrey Dorn, she was the second leading scorer. We'll get to that in a moment. But Aubrey Dorn has scored 17 in 3 consecutive games. Now 2 at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic and now here against Regis. So it's 9 in the first half and 8 in the second half to finish with 17, Aubrey Dorn. But how about Emily Cooper? 7 in the first half, 11 in the second for a game-high 18 points. She was prolific from the free throw line, hit 6 free throws in the second half. So 18 for Emily Cooper, 17 for Aubrey Dorn, and 12 for Marley Hughes. All of those 12 points for Marley came in the second half. Two for Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, and Sophie Schmidgall to round out the scoring for Don Cooper's Lady Macs.
Yeah, and Marley is one of those girls, you know, that can just spark you, you know, and get you going. And having Emily out there, she's the quarterback on that team. When the ball's in her hands, things are going to happen. Same with Marley. Marley's a great senior leader out there. So, and again, when you got Aubrey out there and these other girls that you can assist to, oh my goodness, that's a great combination.
Well, we'll take one final two-minute break here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls. Then your second half highlights coming up as McDonald defeats Regis 53-45. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Finishing up the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Always quality service, always affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Our first look at McDonald Lady Macs basketball here in the new year of 2023. They emerged the victor 53-45. It took some doing, but a strong second half. Let's hear how it sounded. Here's your second half highlights on WOGO and Max TV. Now showing their three-quarter court pressure. Ashley Chilson, 6'1", has her pass knocked away by Goulet, and then a second pass taken away and given back to Goulet by Emily Cooper. Callie Goulet down
and
the
one.
Lane, whooping hard. That's the foul number three on Ashley Chilson.
That was a beautiful pass there by Emily. Great steal on this end, too.
Free throw in and out.
You know what mine is. It's the mushroom and Swiss.
Yes. So a pair of misses there for Regis, and McDonald leads by two and a chance to extend this one-possession lead to two. Marley Hughes
nice.
Will do just that, going down the left side of the lane and a soft touch off the window.
With the left hand, too.
Marley Hughes, left wing, thought about a three, works the bounce now. Hughes, beautiful sliding bounce pass to Aubrey Dorn, up and in for two, Dorn into double digits, but the dime dropped by Marley, the senior.
That was a beautiful pass.
Goodness, 27-23 McDonald against Emily Cooper. A drop down to Chilson, left block, extending back to Klink, to Cullinan. 17-foot jumper, rims in and out. Good box out by Emily Cooper. McDonald has a 3-on-2. Cooper right down the lane, pull up from 12. Perfect.
Timeout, Regis. Out there is kind of looking for somebody to step up as a leader.
When your post is also, a lot of times, your point guard.
Yep.
That really inhibits your offense. Marley Hughes open for three. Make it a rain, Marley.
Starting to open up here.
Left wing, and Marley Hughes did not score in the first half. She is 9 here in the first 5 minutes and change of the second half. Third to Chilson. Riker in the left corner. Way too long on the jumper from 16 feet. Bodies colliding with Geisler and Cullen as they check on each other. Oh. Meanwhile, a beautiful pass laser down to Aubrey Dorn from Emily Cooper. Up and in for two. Dorn has 13.
They know where they're at on the court.
Strong support of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Emily Cooper at the left elbow, back out to Kylie Jensen. Sophie Schmidgall up top between the wheels. Sophie, couple test bounces. Emily Cooper right in front of her own bench. Deep three. Rain it in, Emily.
She was 5 feet outside the arc.
Ashley Chilson across the timeline. Long cross court skip to Riker. Riker puts it on the floor with the right hand, and Emily Cooper just rips it away. Lead feet ahead. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn ahead of the pack for two.
I don't know what the assist ratio is between those two, but it's got to be right up there.
So we'll sit. Probably get her final break of the game.
Nice to see these girls open it up a little bit here.
And the dominant post players both on the bench right now. Emily Cooper swats a shot away, playing like a post. We'll push it ahead to Izzy Hartman. Hartman wraparound bounce pass. Ashley Chilson. Oh. And Chilson has her pass knocked away and stolen by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down the lane, challenging Chilson up with the left hand for two.
Beautiful play.
That's how the second half sounded as McDonald wins 53-45 to remain perfect in the Western Clover Belt Conference standings. They're tied with Cadott 6-0 in the conference for McDonald. They move to 8-3 on the year. Regis falls to 4-7 overall and 1-5 in conference action. As we finish up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, it wouldn't be one of our broadcasts, Mark, if we don't close down the joint. There's still too many people on the court.
I know, but these guys just don't want to leave. So, yeah, there's quite the crowd out there yet. There's a lot of Regis people out talking, and there's a lot of McDonald people still out there talking. So, I don't know. It's a new year. You know, everybody's seeing what's going on for 2023.
And, again, very different. I think this almost harkens back to maybe when I started with WOGO about 13 and a half years ago. In that season, I'm not sure that I started doing some play-by-play until maybe the second half of that season, too. So it's odd for me to not see you until, you know, we always talk about the 2022-2023 season, to not see you until 2023, but here we are. We haven't done a Max boys game yet together, our first game together for the Max girls, and man, there's been some great basketball played, and I'm looking forward to witnessing a lot of the rest of these games with you.
Yes, I am too, and again, things are kind of, you know, I have to get through the holidays, and, you know, again, with you and Lindsay bringing Teddy into the world, now Cooper's got a little partner in crime, let's call it.
Yes.
I'm sure that'll happen, right, Caleb? But so yeah, we've both been kind of busy with family, and that's okay. That's how it should be during the holidays. And but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've kind of made the comment in my head and tell my coworkers at work that talk about WOGO and us two together, the dynamic duo that everybody calls us. So it is nice to get back with you.
And thank you so much again to Logan Hughes for just jumping in and helping in the first half, too. Logan, just such a phenomenal athlete here at McDonald, a great coach, and great to hear his commentary. Dave Flanagan has helped out. Lori Geisler as well. Just very grateful for everyone who's been part of our WOGO broadcast this season. Mark Alverson on the WOGO side jumping in when I was out. And so
Seth Smitsky might have had
a game. Yeah, Seth Smitsky as well, too.
He's warming up for football.
Yeah, forgot to credit Seth, too. And speaking of football, again, because I haven't seen you since then, congratulations on that conference championship.
Yes.
First time in a quarter century, I believe, for McDonald to win a conference championship in football. So congratulations on that. I don't know if I should be referring to you as Coach Maloney all throughout these broadcasts, too. But again, just a lot to be proud of with McDonald Athletics. And both of these basketball teams, Coach Cooper and Coach Schilling, they've got their teams playing at a very high level right now.
Yes, very, very high. I can't wait. I mean, I've seen a couple of boys' games already, and I think Mark and I called a couple of boys' games. But, yeah, he's got them guys fight. I missed the one during the holiday break there at the Denny Laramie when Eddie Mittermeier went on fire with
three-pointers. And you probably could hear, folks, too, I believe my voice might still be recovering from calling four games in 2 days, but it was well worth it to see Eddie do something that has never been done in the history of McDonald Athletics with 52 points and 13 threes. And again, with sports.net, Eddie is up for the Athlete of the Week, so I do believe you can still vote for him tonight. You can vote once per day, so again, share that on social media. Get that out there. I know that's on our WOGO social media, and let's see if we can get that award, a well-deserved some recognition for Eddie Mittermeier. And again, it's more than just Eddie with that boys team, too. Cannon Huss playing phenomenally well, but it's just so many players. You talk about Seth Smiski after that game we did get together. Grant joined us, your quarterback from football. Grant joined us on that post-class post-game show and talked about, again, his role. He was a reserve last year, then a starter at the end of the year, a starter in that playoff run, then has adopted a reserve role more so this year, too. And you think about the quality of athletes like a Grant Smiski who are willing to say, I'll come off the bench. I'll do whatever you need me to do to help this team win. And they're doing a lot of winning right now.
Yeah. And that's how it is with Grant. Grant's such an awesome person. He's a great individual. And that's his mentality is. I don't want to be the I might personally, when I watch him play, I'm going, shoot the ball more. You're an athlete, get out there and shoot. But he's a team player, and he's a very unselfish team player, and I think he should be shooting the ball a little bit more. But that's Grant. He likes to make everybody around him look good, and that's a sign of a great leader.
Again, that team, that boys team, looking forward to seeing them as we look ahead here at our WOGO sports calendar. Next time we'll see the McDonald boys. That's going to be a big game. That's going to be a big game. We've got some huge ones coming up for you. But on the 12th of January at Fall Creek.
Yeah.
Fall Creek, a division higher than McDonald, state ranked. Again, they are very well coached. They are big. They are physical. And that is going to be a great battle. And can't wait to see that. Next time we have the McDonald Lady Max will be Saturday up at Ladysmith, 6:40 p.m. There. And, man. That's again. They do not shy away. Athletic Director Alexis Lander and the McDonald coaches do not shy away from getting quality competition in their non-conference slate.
Yes, they do. And that again, both of them understand that makes them better teams and gets them prepared for the playoffs.
Also, again, just so much exciting action here in WOGO podcast available at WOGO.com, including this one later on tonight, if possible. But Chi High Hockey ranked number 2 in the state. Next time we will see them will be coming up on the 10th of January. Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick with a call. What a big game down at Hobbs, 6:40 start. Chi High Hockey at Eau Claire Memorial against the Old Apes. So that'll be a huge game. And then tomorrow night, Mark Halverson and Dave Check with you at Chi High Boys and Girls Basketball doubleheader against New Richmond, and pregame starting at 5:25 for the Lady Cards, and then the Cards boys to follow. A lot of great teams. I haven't even mentioned CFM hockey, and I believe they took down the number 1 team in the state last week too. So some great McDonald athletes and Chi High athletes, Menominee athletes collaborating for that team. There's just a lot to be excited about. And it may be getting cold outside, but things are heating up on the ice and on the court for our Chippewa Falls teams.
Yes, and they're both doing well. And Chi High's doing well, and they're coming around too. So it's fun. It's this time of year, right? It's hard to believe, Caleb. It's 2023, and we're into the January already, and the time just flies by so fast. And I get more excited here because now I'm looking forward to August for football and stuff.
Sure.
But just that makes the time fly by even faster, I think, and you just want it to slow down and enjoy the moment type thing. But it is fun. I love this, and it's fun doing this with WOGO, and it's fun covering these girls and boys basketball games.
Well, we'll say so long from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Thank you, as always, to Val Knobloch and the entire Max TV team. Always a great partnership with our WOGO audio, and thank you to all who tuned into that via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools website or Facebook page. Thank you to Dawson Halverson pushing all the knobs and buttons and such back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. They're flickering the lights. That means it's our time to go. Once again, your final score, your McDonald Central Lady Max 53, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers 45. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV, a presentation of WOGO. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.